The term coordinated misdirection sounds like a military strategy. However, this term has been coined to describe the behavior of tropical birds by a group of scientists. Today we're going to sit down with Dr. Benjamin Freeman, a UBC postdoctoral fellow in the UBC Department of Zoology, to discuss this unique behavior that is best described as a bird's magic trick to protect their nests. Dr. Freeman, can we start this conversation today by describing to the listeners what this behavior you observed actually is?
If you imagine there's a dome nest here, and the pair flies in together, and they're kind of like, you know, undulating a little bit as they go in, and if they're flying more or less in sync, so one individual will just shoot right into the nest, which, as I said, is usually a dome nest, so they're like, you see them, and then they're essentially gone from view because they're inside this little cave, basically, and the other one keeps going.
Dr. Freeman, I'm sure many listeners are wondering why these birds go through this aerial dance every time they want to get into the nest.
This is a behavior that tropical birds exhibit because in the tropics, there's all these predators trying to eat the bird eggs and babies. And so there's a stronger selection, stronger evolutionary pressures for the birds to evolve counter defense mechanisms.
Now, in your paper, you mentioned the black-headed toady flycatcher, which performs this behavior, and then the closely related common toady flycatcher does not exhibit this behavior.
For example?
Yes, for example. But does this behavior actually improve the biological fitness?
That's a great question. So, no. We assume that it does, but we have no proof at the moment. So that's the idea then, is that other nest predators who are locating the nest visually, so things like toucans are big nest predators in the tropics, monkeys, hawks, and other things like that, that use their eyes to find the nest, might be fooled. So the idea then, the working hypothesis, is that visual nest predators are fooled by this behavior. They eat the eggs and babies less, improving the fitness of the populations and species that exhibit the behavior.
Another interesting point you bring up in your article is whether this behavior is facultative or obligate, but which is it?
We don't know, so it could be either. So yeah, it could be facultative, meaning that the adults kind of situationally decide when to do it, or it could be obligate, meaning that they, like, every time they do the nest, they just kind of do that. One question that I have no idea what the answer is if this is a learned behavior or not. Like, as a baby bird, do you have to observe adults doing that? Or if you were raised by yourself and then presented with a mate, like, would you just do that genetically without ever having witnessed it? It's presumably, if it's a genetically determined behavior, you might expect it to just always happen regardless. And you could imagine that a situation in which the adults think that there is a predator out there, those might be the times to do that. On the other hand, you never know when there might be a predator out there, so maybe you're best off just doing it every single time.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Freeman. We certainly enjoyed learning about coordinated misdirection and the wonders of the birds around us. Do you have any parting thoughts you might have for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an example of how when we pay attention to the behaviors that animals perform, watch what animals do in their environment when you get a chance, and then you start to understand their world a little bit and how they do all these cool behaviors to gain advantages for their world. To me, that provides a stronger connection and a greater appreciation to the birds and animals that are living next to us.
Thank you again, Dr. Freeman. We wish you all the best in your continued research.